word on the street.
My name is Monica. I'm 23 years old. I'm from Germany. One passage of the Bible really struck me. It's from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 10. Finally, I considered the task God gave to the humans. He made everything fitting in its time, but He also set eternity in their hearts. Although man is not able to embrace the work of God from the beginning to the end. So this passage is really a calling to trust in God and in His plan for us, and also to humble ourselves in recognizing that He is the Creator and we the creation, and that we cannot always know or understand His will. But trying to follow His plan makes us free from sin and from false ideologies of our time, as well as it frees us from the desire to be our own God, but opens ourselves to His love for us and to receive His Spirit in order to build His community here on earth. A new springtime in a world of landmines, offered at the price of flesh for bread, blood for wine, believe it. I swallowed the whole world, but was never filled until I met you, I met you, I met you. A gift so pure and true, I could never believe unless I found you, I found you, I found you. Again, it all depends on people said amen at the invitation of Christ. How to be a true human, intelligent, designed, touched by the divine, grafted onto the vine. What time and for eternity? More than philanthropy, philosophy, and clever inquiries. But the truth beyond my measure, it's higher than me. Gospel to see, it sets me free to walk in light of who I am. Made in His image and like the Son of God and Son of Man. From here to Japan, the plains of Ireland, where you stand, raising hands in adoration, rising above all frustration. Let this serve as a demonstration, like questions you'll be facing. His grace is sufficient, every situation and occasion. Spirit blazing hot, while you know not the plot to your own history. It's a mystery caught up in infinity. Now let it be more than me singing to we, but God whispering a sweet song spoken to thee. Now let it be.